You are listening to Business Day Spotlight.
How safe is your data? How safe is my data? And how safe is our data as a country? This past Thursday, the city of Johannesburg reported a breach on its network and shut down its website and all its e-services hours after receiving a Bitcoin ransom note from a group called Shadowkill Hackers. The hack occurred at the same time that several banks had reported internet problems believed to be related to cyber attacks. In a message on Twitter posted just after 11 p.m., the city said that it had detected a network breach which resulted in an unauthorized access to our information systems. Now, in a related separate incident, the SA Banking Risk Information Center, SABRIC, actually confirmed on Friday that the banking industry has actually been hit by a wave of ransom-driven attacks to bring down online services, but says it has not been involved in hacking or a data breach. It said that the distributed denial of service attacks, which render a site or online service unavailable by flooding it with fake traffic, happened on Wednesday, actually targeting various public-facing services that included public banks. The attack started with a ransom note, just as with the city of Johannesburg, which was delivered via email to both unattended as well as staff email addresses. We have some people actually out there saying that data breaches are the new oil spills of the 21st century, and this is what we're going to be exploring. On the line, I am joined by Bridget Vermaak. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Bridget Vermaak, who is the Experian ITAD manager, and my understanding about ITAD, it has to do with data asset disposals and getting rid of your data. She'll give us a brief explanation. What does ITAD stand for, Bridget?
So firstly, thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to discuss this with you. Well, ITAD stands for IT Asset Disposal. And that's effectively what Experian does.
Yeah.
In so doing, we need to ensure that data is removed from assets that have been disposed of in a compliant and effective manner.
Okay, cool. So just before we begin our discussion, we just have a little small something here to listen to, and then we'll get into the discussion.
Data breaches are the oil spills of the digital economy. And despite how damaging they can be, they are still increasing in number, size, and cost. They can destroy the lives of their victims, and they are breaking trust in the internet. At least 429 million people were affected by data breaches in 2015. And because many breaches go unreported, that number is likely to be even higher. After all, it's a common saying, there are two types of companies, those who have been hacked and those who don't know they've been hacked.
As you heard, two types of companies, those that have been hacked and those that don't know that they've been hacked. I'm guessing, Bridget, that you are more interested in the ones that don't particularly know, simply because I think the issue of all the drives that we keep, it's something that we aren't, you know, perhaps educated about. What are some of the economic, perhaps, implications or impacts of, people that aren't, just a simple thing of getting rid of data on a hard drive?
Okay, so if you think about how much information you populate on a daily basis, not only from a personal perspective, but from a business perspective, and where that data is stored. So that typically is stored on your hard drive. Nowadays, you can store quite a substantial amount of information on a hard drive as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And when we decommission our assets, we usually leave them in a storeroom or a cupboard and we forget about them. And we forget about the data that resides on that hard drive. Now, the data that resides on that hard drive is typically your proprietary information, including your client's information, which could be identity documents, their financials, and so on and so forth. In the hands of a criminal, that information is liquid gold. And they would use the information, obviously, as well. One of the things they would use that for is identity theft. You would be none the wiser because you've stored that asset and you've forgotten about that asset. What that could mean to a company is I mean, if you're exposing information of your clients, you're obviously losing the trust of the client, which could be detrimental to the company as a whole.
Now, your company has actually warned that about 42% of hard drives that are purchased on eBay, which is the biggest e-commerce, maybe not e-commerce, but sort of a second-hand exchange market in the world, sort of similar locally to the Gumtrees and the OLXs, still contain sensitive data, and that 15% hold personal information on them, from financial records, birth certificates, passport numbers, and photos, you know, according to, you know, the research that was done by OnTrack together with Blanco. Can you give us just a little bit of insight into, you know, what was found and perhaps some correlations in the local market?
Okay, so a lot of proprietary information was found on these devices. That was business information that if it had gotten to the wrong hands, it would have obviously been detrimental to the business. So business financials, business account details, and the details of the employees of the business as well. Now, if this had gotten into the wrong hands of a criminal, they would have used this information to their advantage. If we had to look at it, a criminal that hacks, they're hacking a company with the hope to unlock information and use that information to bribe you or gain some financial element to it. They would do the same with a hard drive. So they've got all your information. You need the information back. If you don't offer them a ransom or a hefty financial benefit, they're going to expose that data. Now, if you had to look online and if you had to Google data loss, you'd see that there's some insurance houses that have lost data in the past. And the data that they have lost is client data. If you're signing on with an insurance house, the information that you share is basically your whole life story.
Yep. That's so true.
Right down to your banking details. So they now essentially have everything of yours. They have all your information. That information in the wrong hands will be used not only as identity theft, but if they can access your bank account details, they will do so because it will have a financial benefit to them. As a private individual dealing with an insurance house, for example, you would never gain confidence in being one of their clients again. So that would have a detrimental impact on the company as a whole. They would obviously lose a lot of faith in clients and therefore lose a lot of clients. So that's the sort of information, or we're just using an insurance house as an example, but that's the sort of information that criminals are looking for. They're looking to obtain the information, obviously, for financial benefit, whether it be identity theft, whether it be to gain access into your actual accounts, or to use that information to open accounts, such as Edgar's, Mr. Price, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, it's out there. It is happening. There's not a lot of education around it, unfortunately. Yeah. And this is why there's so many hard drives currently for sale on sites such as eBay and OLX, because nobody is none the wiser.
Why do you think it is that, you know, for example, because when you hear security experts talking about data breaches and, you know, I think just now you just described, you know, sort of like if it was a hack, it would have been a ransomware attack. You know, but, you know, we don't usually hear about, you know, such a simple thing as just getting rid of the data on a hard drive. Why do you think there's such little education around that? Is it that it's not a prevalent issue, or is it that people don't consider it to be an issue?
I think people don't consider it to be an issue. So a lot of people believe when you delete information on a computer, so when you drag and drop to the recycle bin, you've deleted that information and it's gone. And that, in fact, is not the truth. What you've actually done is you've just deleted the entry of the file. But the actual data still remains on the computer. And this is why we find so much information on used computers. So doing a basic factory reset or simply drag and dropping a file into a recycling bin is not enough. The data still remains on the object, which could be your laptop, desktop, cell phone even.
That's scary.
It is. So often I refer to it as a closed door. Effectively, what you've done is you've erased the information from one side of the door.
Yeah.
But as soon as you open that door, you'll have access to all that information again. And it's pretty easy to recover that information if you are an IT expert.
It's really quite scary. So we are on the line with Bridget Vermaak, who is the Experian ITAD, that's IT Asset Disposal Manager with Experian. And she's just telling us some of the economic ramifications of not doing something as simple as deleting a hard drive. Talking about the fact that if you're with an insurance company, for example, and they get rid of their hard drives, that data doesn't actually get deleted. It's simply gets rid of the mark on the mark on the drive. And she actually just said that it's very easy to get that data back if you think you've deleted it. So we're just going to take a quick break and then we'll be back after this.
The cryptocurrency revolution is a rabbit hole that goes deeper than just Bitcoin and blockchain. South Africa's revolutionary cryptocurrency investment platform, Revix, presents Beyond Bitcoin, your guide to the crypto future. Unpack the news, trends, and terminology live every Monday on The Gareth Cliff Show on cliffcentral.com. You can also download every episode on the Cliff Central app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is the Business Day Spotlight. We are talking about data security and asset disposal. And just before the break, we are on the line with Bridget Vermaak, Experian ITAD manager, just giving us a roundup of what's going on in the data security market, especially, you know, something as simple and to some extent analog as just a simple hard drive, because it doesn't have to be connected to the internet or anything like that for someone to be able to get some of your data. Now, just before, you know, before the break, that's where we were, and we had played something from the Internet Society talking about how data breaches have become the oil spills of the 21st century. But right now, I just want to switch over perhaps and just play something. This is from TechWiki, and this is just around formatting a hard drive, because just before the break, Bridget was saying that just because you've deleted your data does not mean that it's actually gone.
There's nothing like starting off with a clean slate, whether it's a new car right off the lot, fresh sheets in your hotel room bed, or a pardon from the state governor for your 14th speeding ticket. But your driving record isn't the only thing that could use a fresh scrubbing. Reformatting the storage drive in your computer or mobile device could make your life easier as well. But what exactly is formatting? Well, just like a database is kind of useless unless it has some sort of system for organizing all of your data, a disk isn't very useful unless it has a file system where it can tell your computer where everything is physically located on the drive. When you format your hard drive, SSD, USB stick, or whatever else, the disk is first partitioned, meaning that the disk is given a beginning and an end to mark the areas where the operating system can access it. Then a file system is placed onto the disk to allow it to organize its contents, usually NTFS for Windows drive or FAT32 or XFAT for a removable flash drive. But formatting does more than just prepare a disk for use. If there was anything on the disk before formatting, it gets erased during the formatting process, because formatting involves erasing the tables that give locations to all of the files on the disk.
So, Bridget, do you believe that formatting might be the simple answer that everyone is looking for in terms of getting rid of? Tell us.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Look, let me give you some live examples. I mean, I've been doing this now for almost 6 years, and I try educate as many people about data erasure and effective data erasure as possible. So I go out to quite a lot of corporate SA in doing so, and I visit a lot of different storerooms. And what I have discovered is a lot of our corporates still don't understand the difference between formatting and the difference between effective data destruction or data erasure. Yeah. And they shouldn't need to, because it's not their core business. Yes. So what we have is we have a lot of, as I said earlier, storerooms that are filled with redundant IT equipment. And with that, they've exposed all the data of the company or the organization and the people that they deal with. Mm. And there is syndicates out there that are enticing blue-collar workers to steal the hard drives from those units. And
really?
Yes, there is. And that operation is done in downtown Johannesburg. So they'll offer a blue-collar worker anything between 100 to 300 rand for a used hard drive. And that's quite a lot of money for some people in South Africa. So they do. They steal these hard drives. And if I speak to some of the individuals managing these storerooms, they often say to me, don't worry, if anything had to happen, I've formatted that hard drive.
And you don't believe that formatting is the way forward?
No, because why would we have syndicates looking for hard drives if that was the case?
Mm.
They're not looking for the actual hard drive. They're looking for the information on the hard drive.
Mm.
So I've purchased this was a couple of years ago. I purchased a PC from downtown Johannesburg.
Yeah.
From one of the IT shops there, and the device itself had been formatted. I took it back to our lab. We managed to recover the data on the hard drive, and I went back to the company that it belonged to.
Oh, wow.
Just so they could see that they are now subsequently one of our clients, thankfully. they were quite shocked to see how it actually works. As I mentioned earlier, all we're doing when we're formatting a hard drive is we're deleting the entry of the file or the entry of the data, but we are not effectively deleting the data off the hard drive, which is something we need to be concerned about.
Now, Bridget, I need to just interject for a moment and ask a question, you know, because I understand we're about to get quite technical. But if I press, my understanding from what you said before the break and what our friend here at TechWiki said is, if you delete a file, you've just taken away the marker on the disk that says, okay, this is where a file belongs, and you've basically freed it up so that it can be overwritten by another file. But if you format a disk, then you get rid of the network of tables that link the different data. So how is it that people are then able to get back that data if there isn't a registry associated with the data after formatting?
So you'll recover the raw data. And it will be quite a lengthy process. So it would be done by somebody who really wants the data and knows that the data that resides on that hard drive is going to be useful to them. But they would obviously need to sift through quite a lot of raw data to try ascertain what they're looking for.
Mm.
But effectively, the data still remains. It's just the allocation of the file of where it might be. So you might need to sift through quite a lot to get what you are looking for, but it still remains there.
And is there monetary value that we can perhaps place on what some of this data might mean for an organization? You spoke earlier on about insurance companies, for example. If me as part of a syndicate has the entire customer base for one of the big three insurance houses, for example, what does that actually mean in terms of financial exposure? Because corporate types want to understand numbers. They want to know, you know, okay, yeah, people have our data, but what does that mean financially?
So, I mean, there are fines out there for data breach.
Yeah.
And that's in terms of protection of personal information. And that can go anywhere up to 2 million. But, I mean, that's a very small drop in the ocean compared to your business as a whole. So my answer would be the financial impact would be losing your business.
Mm.
If you had to see your information exposed by one of these insurance houses, would you go back to them and still do business with them? So the impact would be crippling your business.
Yeah.
So look at it as from that perspective, versus doing the right thing and removing the data in the correct manner. The other thing is you can face up to 10 years jail time in terms of complying to protection of personal information.
Wow. Yeah. So I guess what are some of the simple things that I guess us as ordinary people or perhaps small businesses, because there are a lot of small businesses that are like a one-man team, a two, three-man team, and they might not have very technical backgrounds. What can we do to just make sure that if we're selling a computer, if we're selling a hard drive or something like that, that all our personal information is gone from that machine?
So you need to use a reputable product to remove that information. We obviously aligned with Blanco. We are Blanco's platinum partner for South Africa. And Blanco is recognized by Gartner. With their data erasure, it produces authenticity that the information has been removed. So you'll get a certificate to say, yes, the information has been effectively removed. There are other products out there as well. My advice to the general public would be get in touch with an organization where this is their core business. It's their core business to remove data. Pay the small license fee to remove that data. That will give you peace of mind that you have effectively removed the data. It's not that costly in terms of losing the data itself. So they're welcome to contact Experian. We have three methods of data destruction that we offer. We can give a license for data erasure, which will effectively remove or overwrite every sector of that hard drive.
Actually, just before we end off, can you just give us maybe a roundup of maybe not the how do you get rid of data, but when we say that data is gone and it's certified gone, what does that actually mean? Because earlier on we said that you can recover raw data and then, you know, when you format, but, you know, in the early example, when you delete, you're just removing a marker to a specific file location, etc., making it open for overwriting. But when we say the data is gone, what would the computer, what would the software have done to that drive?
So the software would have removed or overwritten every single sector of that hard drive. Whereas if you're doing a basic format or deleting, it's only deleting the inventory of that drive.
No, it's quite an interesting one. So that's been us, a very interesting discussion with Bridget from Mark, who is the IT Asset Disposal Manager at Experian. And they have been just telling, she's just been telling us about what's been going on in the space of hard drives and the fact that you and I as consumers, if you're going to be getting rid of your machine, you need to make sure that you go to people, she advises, that you go to people whose core business it is. To get rid of data, pay a small licensing fee just so that you have that peace of mind that you can actually rest assured that the data is completely gone. Because some of the findings of their report, which was done by OnTrack and Blanco Technology Group, looked at the fact that residual data stored on, you know, storage drives purchased on online marketplaces is actually quite a deep issue. And she started off by saying that there are syndicates in downtown Johannesburg that are actually getting people in corporations to, you know, just take a drive from a company and come and give it to them. Bridget, how can people perhaps get in touch with you or engage with you if they want to use some of your services? Perhaps someone is scared right now. They are about to sell a computer. Perhaps there's a small business that was about to get rid of their six computers and is saying, maybe.
maybe they need assistance.
Yes.
Well, they're more than welcome to email Experian. Our email address is itad@experien.co.za. Or alternatively, they can go through to our website, which is www.experien.co.za. Or our telephone number is 0861 973 7743.
So you heard it right there. Those are their contact details. If you are in the process of either getting rid of a machine, or you want to repurpose a machine, or you want to give, you're passing on, you know, a machine, a hard drive to someone, a friend, a family member, you know, getting rid of it on the open market, whatever it is, if you want to make sure that your data is gone, just make sure that, just be aware that simply erasing your data or simply formatting your disk is just not enough. So that's been it for today's edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. And then on Twitter, our hashtag is hashtag BD Spotlight. And then you can remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you so much to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. Remember that Business Day Spotlight is a multimedia live production. So for myself, Muliwa Gavaza, and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.